Hello and welcome to the Grow the Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. I'm your host, it's Chloe Slade, the founder of Vibe and Flow and manifestation and mindset coach. This podcast is set up with the intention of helping you direct your focus so you can get out your own way and show up for the life that you want. Think of this podcast as one long voice note from your manifestation bestie, that's the vibe. I know there's lots of great podcasts out there, so I just want to take a moment to express extreme gratitude for you tuning into this one. Now, let the adventure begin. Hello and welcome to the Vibe and Flow podcast by Vibe and Flow. It's Chloe Slade here, helping you shop for the life that you want. So hello, welcome. I have a very clear message for you today. Are you ready? A drum roll. Imagine a really nice drum roll because I'm not going to put the sound effect in. Just imagine it. Drum roll, please. The message that I have for you today is, are you overcomplicating as a form of self-sabotage? Okay. Now, I see this in my clients so often. They get to a level where they are doing incredibly well, and then they are scared that they're going to mess it up. So then they start to pull back, they start to retract, they start to overcomplicate showing up or doing the thing that's going to take them to the next level. And it's because the self-sabotage is trying to keep them safe, the mind is trying to keep them safe, and it's like, danger. They're doing something that is gonna not be known by us, and because we don't know it, we don't deem it as safe. So how do we overcome this? How do we stop overcomplicating, overthinking, overdoing, overcompensating? And how do we move through this self-sabotage? The first thing I really want you to do is start to familiarize yourself with actually doing the thing. So for example, say if you know that you need to like write a book or create a course or like work on your self-confidence, and doing so is going to help you get to that next level, and you just keep sabotaging in some way and overcomplicating it, what I want you to start doing is imagining you as that version. When you start to imagine what that looks like, you're able to become more familiar with it. And then I want you to visualize. You might be thinking, Chloe, what's the difference between imagination and visualization? Well, I'm going to tell you. Imagination is the actual creation. It's the curation of what it is that you want, and visualization is it playing out. So I always use this example, cracks me up every time I do because it's food related. Think about the potato peeler, okay? Stay with me here. Think about the potato peeler. Someone would have had to imagine what that looked like and how it worked and what the purpose of it was. So it'd be like, right, we want to get the skin off the potato. That's what we want here. That's the purpose. That's the intention. What do we need? Okay, the blade's going to go here. This is how the handle's going to go. This is going to curve at this angle so it's easy to glide over. And someone would have had to think about actually the imagination of what that would look like. And then the visualization is like you making your dolphin wild potatoes for date night, or the roast potatoes for like a Sunday evening with your family, right? It's the actual playing out with the thing. So bring it back now to actual desires. You want to take that time to imagine, for example, money, how you'd like to experience it, how you'd like to attract it, what you'd like it to look like, what money you want, what it's for. That's the imagination process. And then the visualization process is that actually playing out, or you being the version that's experiencing that money experience, right? You know, waking up to payments and feeling really impactful and feeling fulfilled in your work and attracting the money you desire and your day structure and how your day unfolds and all these things, right? That's the imagination versus visualization. Now, if you do these two things, what's going to happen is you're going to familiarize your mind with what it actually looks like. So you're going to stop rejecting it because the mind now marks it as safe, and you're going to stop overcomplicating it because you're familiar with what that actually looks like. So if you're overcomplicating and overcompensating and overdoing it, then a lot of this is going to come down to imagination and visualization. The second part that I want to kind of bring into this is self-worth. When we set a new level that doesn't match with our worthiness, what we believe we're worthy of, we will start to overcomplicate and overcompensate and overdo it because, again, like self-sabotage, we're trying to reject it. So this might be something that is a worthiness wound for yourself, and you need to see yourself as worthy of the thing that you want, right? You might overcomplicate dating, for example, because you don't truly believe that you're worthy of that love. Or you might overcomplicate your next income stream and like make it complicated for you so you don't do it because you know that that might actually really move the needle forward, and that's scary because you actually receiving that money is not natural to you. It's not familiar. It's not something you feel yourself worthy of. So if you're overcomplicating and overcompensating and overdoing it, there's so many things that come into it, but two of the main things is that feeling safe, feeling familiar, and feeling worthy of that result. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I just wanted to get that out there. I felt really called. I felt like someone needed to hear that. So if that is you, please do let yourself or make yourself known. Let me know. You don't have to, of course, but I absolutely love it when someone says, oh my God, like I felt that the episode was for me. That really does mean a lot. Means the world. So that's just what I wanted to say to you guys today. I hope you have a beautiful day. I hope you have a beautiful week, and remember to focus on your vibe and the rest will flow. I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Before I leave you, I would just love for you to think about one action step that you feel inspired to take. Inspired action is the key to moving your desires forward and gaining that momentum. So feel into it, take that inspired action and get started before your mind gets in the way. If you love this episode, I'd absolutely love it if you were to share it with your friends, your pals, social media. It really helps me get the word out. Remember, your focus is your superpower, so use it.